podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi there, and welcome to Scout the Game Week. Scout the Game Week is Fantasy Football Scout's weekly podcast, brought to you by the Scout Network. In each episode, we'll look back at the game week we have just played to assess what we can learn to help us in the next round of fixtures. I'm Ryan from Football Chatbox. Let's scout the game week. We're currently in the middle of Double Game Week 22, as the second half of United should be kicking off soon, but all eyes are now on to Double Game Week 23. And to discuss about it, I'm joined today by Baker from the Above Average FPL Pod. How are you doing, mate?
I'm good, mate. I'll be happier if I had more points from Rashford, triple captain, and Bruno right now. But
yeah, same.
We'll see what the second half brings.
Exactly. I'm hoping that Rashford can actually be switched back to the left or play a striker, because on the right, he doesn't offer as much.
You're a Man United fan on this one, like, but that's negligence from Ten Hag. He's done that. Like, what was the game earlier in the season where it just felt really naive he did that? And I was like, hopefully he'll learn. But he's done this before He's made, you don't make changes to key players in this league.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, you have Sancho's on the bench. Might as well just start him and see. But like, I don't know. I hope he changes it, but we'll see. If Rashford moves either left or striker, I'll be happy. Because I think there are points to be had, but it's just that on the right, he offers absolutely nothing.
Totally agree.
So we'll see. The game has kicked off, but we'll have a look and see how, during the podcast, we'll know whether Rashford gets us more points or not at the moment.
Obviously, I'm not watching it because it's not on legal television in the UK. So
yes, I've seen that on Twitter.
I shall take your notes.
Yes. from early looking, it seems like he's on the left now. So hopefully points come in. We'll see. Anyways, before we start, just to introduce our guest to the listeners. So you've had three top 100K finishes in the last three seasons, and you're currently in the top 100K again this season. How have you found this season so far? And also, what got you into FPL?
So I've played FPL a long time. I've played it basically since it's come in, I think, or 2008, something like that. But I played it very much in the tribal way of, you know, just trying to beat your mates. For anyone who watches our pod will know that I'm a Tottenham fan. And 10 years basically where I didn't have an Arsenal player, didn't have a Chelsea player, and also didn't have a Liverpool player, because I am quite an elder statesman around, and there were a lot of Liverpool fans around my age, so I've always, you know, when you were being competitive with your friends, you didn't want to have players they liked. So I feel like I did pretty well that for about 10 years. Like, I never had like a million rank or anything like that, but I did feel like I was massively limited. And back in 2017-18, which was Salah, when he scored like 30 goals, and I refused to have him, and I come to the end of that season, that was my worst ever season. I was like 700k or something like that, which isn't too bad considering I didn't have Salah in that season. But you kind of realize, you look at those sort of histories and you're like, anytime something happens, like Suarez, Sturridge, you know, Hazard, all of those type of things, Van Persie, like, I was kind of going with the waves almost. There was you were always fighting the tide. And I thought, well, why don't I just see and learn the game? Oh, Leeds have scored again.
Ooh, it hasn't happened here. Even though
Leeds have scored again.
Oh,
interesting. I thought, you know what, I'm gonna learn the game. So I started a football FPL Twitter account. I got into it and I really liked it, you know. I'd sold my soul, decided I'm gonna just take away all those biases and see how I can do. And I was obviously starting at a point of 700k, so therefore I knew I could do better than that, and it's gone well. I was like 200k then 50k in 1920, then 28k in 2021, and 22k.
Improving.
So the way I keep telling myself is I'm perfecting the game. I'm getting better and better and better. So I've got to get inside 22k this season.
Yeah.
I almost don't want to get too far inside it, because I think the I saw something about a record being that somebody had done 7 seasons better than the last.
Ooh.
And I'm on 5.
Yeah.
So if I could just get like 21k this season, and then 20k next season, then I'm in.
Compared to maybe like you're going 10k and then 5k, is like,
more
challenging.
Exactly. I can just keep saying, oh, I'm a student of the game, I'm perfecting it.
Eventually you'll win it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, but yeah, it was from friends and doing it. And obviously it got a lot more serious once we decided to start the podcast.
Yep. Fair enough. When did the podcast start?
So when COVID hit, me and Adam basically were watching games on Zoom because we couldn't go to games and crowd. So we started a little Zoom club of watching games, and we were like, we quite like this. And we were both quite competitive in FPL, when we were like, why don't we do a podcast?
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Yep. So we did and no one listened, and a whole season of no one listening. And then it's got popular and more popular and more popular. And now we've got YouTube, and some of the stuff that, you know, we've achieved this season is way beyond what we dreamed we'd ever get to, but we love it.
Nice. I do enjoy the episodes as well, so it's pretty good. All right, so now let's get straight into it then. We got information about Double Game Week 25, and that Arsenal now double in both 23 and 25. Surely having triple Arsenal now seems like the best option.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mandatory, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't go without triple Arsenal, you know.
The question is, I guess it's more about picking the best three Arsenal players, right? Because I've had a look at your team. So you currently have Ben White and Martinelli. And I think many managers are probably in the same situation where they're wondering what to do with them. Do they transfer them out or keep them? What are you planning on doing?
I've transferred out Martinelli to Saka. Done.
Okay. Yeah.
I did it on Sunday. Because I last game week, so for disclosure, I did the hokey cokey, was the plan of going KDB to Bruno with the plan to go back to it. I had a bit of money in the bank. I realized that if I went before the price rise, I could do Martinelli to Saka, and then I'd have to do a hit to do Bruno to KDB. So I've now got that conundrum of, do I do the hit for that? I mean, if I switched it and said I've done the Bruno to KDB as planned, would I hit Martinelli to Saka? Yeah, I would because we want the players this week. We want them in 25 is going to be massive, and think especially on someone like Saka, it's going to be a big captain option. If people don't go Salah,
yeah, true,
or don't have Salah, or can't get to Salah, they're going to captain Saka week.
Yep. Good.
And then we get on to game week 28, which loads of teams aren't playing. And you're like, how many times do I want to go through it without Saka? And I just can't see it. Ben White, I think it's massively team dependent.
Yeah. The thing with Ben White is, the other problem is, like, you look at the options and I look at it, I'm like, would you do Ben White for a hit, like transfer him out? And I'm like, I don't really know, because there isn't any high upside defender that we want. And Rhys James is not really doubling anytime soon as well. So I'm not really sure. And then you look at Liverpool and they can't really keep a clean sheet. So maybe Trent and Robertson are not worth it at all. And that's probably a huge boost in price as well, that try and get to that range. So you're looking at the likes of maybe Tarkowski. Gabriel has been considered as well by some managers, but then is the upside worth it for a hit? That's the other question.
Yeah, I think if you want to go up as well, spend the extra $500,000, I think we've all been in a luxurious place where we've had enough money. But Liverpool with a double could very much change that.
Yes.
Because they're expensive. So if you, say, brought a Gabriel in for White, that extra $500,000, it probably means that you're going to be doing something like Trippier to Robertson or Trent if you want to go that way.
Mm.
Trippier's still got a game in 28. Mm. And I know the fixture in 26 isn't fantastic. And obviously he's got Liverpool, I think, in 24. But post that, the game's in 27 and in 28. We know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous player. Yeah. And so I don't like it as much. And I think a lot of people are talking about the rotation and worry about Tomiyasu. Ben White's been in the squad 20 times this season.
Mm.
He's started 20 times this season.
Mm.
Now, he always was getting taken off. He's only played 90 minutes 8 times this season. Like that wasn't new. And I think people think Tomiyasu has been out all season or something, but Tommy, out of those 20 games that Ben White played, Tomiyasu was in the squad 16 times. Now, 4 of those times he started left back because things with Tierney or Zinchenko. But he's been that understudy all season, and I think Arteta's quite a stubborn manager. And unlike Martinelli, when he comes off, that's really bad, isn't it? There's no good of it, him
yep,
coming off.
Yep.
But you might get lucky on White.
Yes. It has happened a few times before where you got lucky. Well, I've had him and I'm like, he's come off after 60, they've banked the clean sheet, but then they go and concede and everyone else loses the clean sheet. But you, as a White owner, you're laughing.
Yep.
And obviously you had that one instance where he came off before the 60th minute, just like a couple seconds before. I mean, that happens, but that's not going to happen very often compared to maybe him coming off after 60 as well.
Sports Social, now
on the Sports Social Podcast Network. This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion Podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion Podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title run-in and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture and the business of football 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
And I always just think about if defenders are going to come off 460, just think of it like it's a clean sheet wipeout.
Yeah, exactly.
We get 1s and 2 points all the time for defenders. Don't worry about it, but you might get lucky for it. You know, if you were thinking about, do you think that they'll keep a clean against City?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But they might keep it for 65 minutes.
They probably might.
Yeah. If they were 1-0 up and they took him off, like, Man City have to get something out of that game. They have to, really, they have to win it. So they're going to push right to the end. If Ben White's sitting on the side with his feet up, thanks very much. You're not fretted.
Mm.
I'm not too concerned about it. And I'm mainly not as well concerned about it because I don't think they're that great a defensive unit either.
Not really.
And get huge cleans. Like they are very good.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong, they're very good. But we have lots of very good teams that still don't take a huge amount of cleans.
Mm.
And that's where I feel a little bit with Arsenal when I look at it and I think, okay, you know, they do end up a lot of like 3-1s, 1-1s. Can happen.
Mm. In that case, it's probably, let's say for those who don't have like Arsenal defender yet, it's probably triple Arsenal attack a better option than maybe double Arsenal attack and one defender.
Oh, that's a question. I really wouldn't be comfortable having no Arsenal defence. So as much as I must put it out, just understand that Ben White, Gabriel, Saliba and Ramsdale, let alone Zinchenko between them, they're going to be about 120% owned.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everyone has at least one in their team.
Like, if you imagine you've got, say, a Martinelli and everyone else has got those guys, so you trip it up that way, that potentially is bad times. Mm. And Nketiah, obviously, can do really, really well. But the fact that we now want Arsenal in 23, Arsenal in 25, Arsenal in 28. It just gets less and less chance that he's going to be the number one striker for all of those periods of time. Mm. You might get really lucky because definitely if your team is well set up for it, you could just still go to Nketiah this week and think, I'm going to probably have to do something about it when we get further down the line. But, you know, we don't know. Like, Jesus could be back.
Yes. I've heard, seen.
He could be back in 2 weeks. He could be back in 6 weeks. Yep. You know,
there is that answer.
Plus, break down.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, that's true. Well, since Sinisterra come on tonight and come back in and then go straight off.
Hmm.
Those things do happen as well. So, Nketiah is still a really good option.
Mm. Yep.
Still a really good option.
Yeah, I've got him in my team, but I do understand like Gabriel Jesus can also come back. For the moment, I'm hoping that Arteta is not going to like rush him in. Although, again, if results don't go Arsenal's way, he might be actually forced in to push Gabriel Jesus faster than before. So we'll have to wait and see, I guess, with regards to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Arsenal. Just to wrap up, best three Arsenal players to get.
I still like Saka over Odegaard, if you can get there money-wise, but I don't think there's much in it. But I just think they're both just really, really good options. Get them both if you can. Mm. And from a defensive point of view, I would go Gabriel if you haven't got it. So if you hadn't already got in, definitely I would go Gabriel.
Yep.
Then I'd probably go Nketiah. It's your next option.
Mm.
Then I'd keep whoever I had after that.
Fair enough. All right, cool. All right, let's move on to Manchester City. Many managers did a KDB to Bruno move in the hopes of probably going back to KDB. He got benched against Spurs and also probably hasn't had the best of form post-World Cup. Now, would you go, I think you kind of answered this, but would you go back to KDB with Bruno playing Leeds in Game Week 23 or would you go for another City midfielder instead?
I've toyed with this quite a bit. I have toyed with this quite a bit. And one of the things you kind of wanted to see was how Leeds were tonight, because you kind of feel that however Leeds were tonight, they'll be better than that on the weekend.
Yeah, so far they've looked actually better than United at the moment.
They'll look better than that, you know, in the weekend because they're at home and it's their biggest game. Leeds Man United is their biggest game. You know, the fans, it is a firestorm, you know, of a game. Now, do we see a response? We might see a response the next half hour from Man United, but do we think, well, they've got to win. They can't afford to drop points two games in a row to Man United. So he's still a really, really good option. But as soon as that double came in for Salah in 25, I saw a lot of people on Twitter that were saying about, well, then I'm just going to go straight from Bruno to Salah in 25.
Yeah.
I kind of feel the other way. I'd rather go Bruno
to KDB.
To KDB now because I'm almost like I'm banking in that budget. I won't get lured into spending it somewhere else. I think Rashford might have scored, but it's not happened yet. So we will see very shortly and we'll shout and scream if it is. There it is. There it is.
Oh my God. All right. Points in the bank.
Points in the bank.
For me, it's still happening. Oh, there it is. Oh, what a goal. It's a header.
There it is.
Diego Dalot. There it is. Anyone who got him?
Yeah. Is it Dalot? Is it Pelestri?
Oh, it's Pelestri. Yes. What an impact.
Or is it Dalot? I think it's Dalot. No, it is Dalot. It is Dalot, the cross, you know. Dalot's back on the menu.
See, this is the thing, right? Play him on the left or the striker slot and he gets you points.
It's just fire.
Yeah, it's definitely so good.
So good. So yeah, back to KDB. Now we've got the Salah double.
Yep.
Like, I'm just like, go KDB now.
Okay.
Because you've got the double.
Mm.
If we get any hint of rotation in 24, you just go Salah. Just do it then. If we get hint that he's going to rotate in 25, you definitely go Salah. But if somehow KDB picks up, and you know with Pep that he is, you know, a full rhythm slave to it.
Yep.
If KDB starts pulling that team up, pulling that team up, pulling that team up.
Yep.
Then you might have to find another way to Salah. We'll, you know, we can do that. Yeah, you know, true. Is I've got Kane, for example, and you could do, you know, if, for example, KDB just looks a better hold than, say, going to a Darwin, you know, or doing something like that, then you'll find another way. But I'd just rather get the man in now. So I've got no issue with it. The only way I was kind of going against it would have been if Bruno was just irresistible tonight.
Yes, and which I haven't seen as well. So initially I was on the fence about it. Like I was like, I've got it, got Mahrez as well. So, okay, here's another question. If you had, now everyone has Haaland, but if you had Mahrez as well, would you then do Bruno to KDB? Or would you be like, okay, two City attack is enough?
Yeah, I still would, because I still think it applies to the same method of what you've just said there. If you've got KDB and Mahrez, if you can have one of those in 25.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because they're going to have, it's Bournemouth 25, isn't it?
Yeah. I believe so, yes.
Forest in 24, Bournemouth in 25. Like, if you get the good one for those fixtures, you're laughing. So if you have both of them, then you just come off the one that you think is the one you should come off, you know, and find a way to it. But I would just, I'd just have them now and enjoy it and take a double, and they're just so they're easy sells if they pee you off in 23. So
yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, carry it for as long as you can carry it, because right now one game against Bournemouth might be better than the Liverpool double.
True. Could be. The question is, would you do it for a hit? To bring him in.
What I do?
Bring KDB back in.
I'm gonna be hitting in.
Okay. So yes. That definitely. Yeah. All right.
Would I hit Mahrez in? No, I don't think I would hit Mahrez in.
Okay.
I think if you've got Mahrez, I would be happy with it. Would I hit Mahrez in? I just feel it's very unlikely. I just feel it's very unlikely in that world, you know, because I'd be thinking that I want to make sure I've still got Rashford at this point in time, certainly.
Trippier.
And, all the other players that we all want. So I just don't see us making enough of those transfers. You could be in a situation where you're a five-man midfield where you think that's what you want as well. And if you are, then great. You know, there'll be people that have got Nonto tonight and have done really well. And I've got a five-man midfield. But I still think for that fifth midfielder, I wouldn't want to send all my money in it, because we've still got, you know, Andreas has got a really good fixture in 25. We've got Matoma doing mad Matoma stuff. Yeah, it's all good. You, defence? Did you go anywhere there?
I don't have City defence at the moment. And I look at City defence and I'm like, okay, it's probably Ake. But then this is I feel like I apply some similar logic to like Ben White or Gabriel, like where I go, the upside in City defense is no longer there. And then I'm like, whoever I bring, it'll have to be for a hit. Then I go, is it actually worth City defender for a hit at the moment? With the fact that we don't know who will start at any given game. And I'm like, I just don't want it. It's not worth it, because if I bring them in now, I need to know that they will start in 25, and Pep doesn't give me that confidence. So I'm like, I'll just stick to who I know who plays in defense.
I'm contemplating it. Yeah. I'm contemplating it. I've got Adnan Akanji. I'm siding more towards the Aki way. Obviously, sure to Aki is like exact money.
Yes, true. Could do.
And you know, Shaw doesn't play in 25. And I look at tonight and I think, do I think Shaw's going to get a clean away at Leeds? There's a time you can take him on.
Yeah.
Like, he's well owned. Yeah. Then you potentially could. But you know what can happen here. you'll come off Shaw. Shaw will get a 15 pointer at least.
With a goal or assist.
And you'll have Aki, who won't play against Villa, and then will come against Arsenal and Arsenal score three. Yeah. But that's just FPL for you.
Yeah.
But I do like, if I can get myself up on doubles, I just feel like I like having that.
Fair enough.
I like having that.
Fair enough. For me, whoever I bring in, if I have to bring in KDB, I can't do it in one move for Bruno. It'll have to be for a hit. And that'll like basically lock me in with my triple city. So I'll be like, I'm not going to look at defense. I'm probably look more at attack at the moment. And City haven't looked very consistent in defense as well. I know their defensive numbers are top, but they are still conceding that goal every now and then. And you're like, I've seen Ederson owners not being happy with their results with Kepa banging in double-digit hauls. So I'm happy to like avoid City at the moment in terms of defense.
Yeah, there's plenty of teams that go for it all game. Yes. And I think that's, you know, we used to get lots of free clean sheets from Man City, the likes of Man City, you know, like I said, it mentioned earlier on Arsenal, like they're not just gimmies all the time now where it's like, oh yeah, that'll be a clean. Previously, we would have just been like, okay, it's Man City against Villa, that's a clean. Now it's
yeah,
it probably is.
yeah, exactly. Shouts for a penalty, but no, okay. So that's Manchester City. Final again, like we did with Arsenal. If you were to triple up on City, which three? Let's say
well, it's two, isn't it?
Because yeah, okay.
We've got another goal, a goal for Sancho.
Okay, I'm still
goal for Sancho.
Is this Sancho Ricochet? Does Shaw
it's
get
definitely
assist
a
points?
Sancho goal, but I don't know who assisted.
So Shaw hit it into a defender, which ricocheted off Sancho.
Oh,
yeah. So I don't know if Shaw gets assist points because he had a shot at goal and it hit a defender and went back to Sancho.
This is so... Oh, I don't know. I don't think he's getting the assist for that.
Oh, damn. Well,
I don't think he's getting the assist for that. This is going to sound so weird to people listening.
Yeah, I know.
Because they'll be like, well, I know what's happened here.
Yeah.
What you said, Haaland, KDB, Mahrez, Ake. Those are the kind of four options that are available to you. Mahrez is probably the one I'm not sure I would bring in.
Yep, fair
but
enough.
You know he's still going to be low owned again. It's going to be 10-15% owned. Like those people who are doing the last double game week saw massive gains off it. You know, it's a brilliant punt.
Exactly, fair
that's enough. The fun. If you wanted to try and really make hay, skipping KDB and going Mahrez is the fun.
Yep. Fair enough. All right. Now, let's move on to Liverpool. Now, they have a double in Game Week 25. For those who have Liverpool players, I guess you just keep them now and see it out, or would you bring in, let's say, an Arsenal or City player over them if you had the chance to?
No, I think if you've got them now, you've probably got to stay.
Yeah.
You know, effectively, I know Everton played well on the weekend, and I do expect Everton to really give them a go. I think midfield, I think Onana and Gay can do quite the number on them. But, you know, Everton gained in confidence last weekend as the game went on. I still think there's going to be a time where if Liverpool score early, they'll score big, and it will happen at some point. Yeah, I couldn't see that I would take Salah out, say, for KDB this week. Because I just feel like it's now inevitable you go back. And if you've got any of the others, you got to stay with them.
Yep, fair enough. Just slightly touching, now this is, I'll probably go into this more detail when we get to Game Week 25. But just slightly touching on it this week, with regards to Kane, now he's been ticking over with points pretty consistently. Liverpool do have that double. Would you go to Darwin? Now, there is a chance that Spurs also blank in 28 based on the FA Cup results. So, would you go to Darwin if we know that Liverpool double in 25? And sorry, if you know Liverpool double in 25 and maybe have a fixture in 28, we don't know that yet. I think that depends on the current Fulham fixture, which seems like Fulham are winning 3-2.
Yeah, and it's about finish.
Yeah.
So we're not going to know now about whether Liverpool are going to play until past 25.
Mm.
So we won't know it. So there's still a chance that they could play in 28, but we won't know it now until post that 25 one. I can definitely see myself getting lured in on moving Kane out in 25 to Darwin. I hate saying it to myself, but I absolutely can see it. But I think it probably depends on whether I really want Robbo and Trent as well. Because one of the main reasons to do it is to free up a bit of money, isn't it? So that you can then bring in a Trent or Robbo. So again, you might have to do it for, say, Trippier. Like, I can see a lot of people come 25 are going to do Trippier and Kane to, say, Trent or Robbo and Darwin. And that feels wild.
Yeah, I know. Given how you're taking two consistent performers out of your team to bring in two wildcard picks at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For potentially -4, -8.
Yeah.
You know, to do it as well.
Yeah.
It's a big, big call.
Yeah.
I think now we don't know post 25 whether Liverpool play in 28 or not. I suspect a lot. There won't be that many people that go there on Robbo and Trent just because they're so expensive. But I do think we still might see a number of people decide to have a go and go Kane to Darwin, because we know there's a smaller chance that Kane plays in 28.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. We'll have to see how that goes, I guess. And then obviously Jota as well could be added into the mix. We don't know. He's back in training. So
yeah,
there's a lot of things to consider with Liverpool, I think.
And Firmino.
Yes.
So Firmino back in training, Jota. But then also Van Dijk, you know, so he will make
the defense better.
The better.
Yeah, yeah.
Van Dijk might even end up being an option because he's probably easier to get to.
Exactly. And set piece threat at times, we've seen him pop up with a goal, so could be useful. I guess it's a wait and see how they do over the next two matches to see whether we get any confidence from them. All right, now I want to talk about Dr. Dribble. So I know Adam has been benefiting from this. So he's been on a Mitoma train and enjoying all the points so far. He still has two good fixtures before the blank and also potentially some doubles immediately after the blank. Is it too late to get him now, or is it still worth it?
I always feel like a get out when you say this, doesn't it? But I just think it's massively team dependent, because you need to look at how many people you've got the opportunity to bench, you know, come 25. I think it's very, because of Rashford, everyone's got Rashford, yeah?
Yep.
Everyone's got him. So most people have got Rashford and Mitoma. And one of the things about Mitoma is it could end up making you have to sell. If you wanted to keep him for the doubles post 25, it could end up making you sell Rashford. And that feels like a very difficult call right now.
Yeah, true. That's true. And also,
but midfield, it's just so, yeah.
Oh, almost. I was looking at the almost shot, but nah. that's the thing. Like, because I think when they get the doubles in, like, if it's 26 or 27, then you're like, Mitoma becomes definitely like essential player at that point. It's just that before that, do you want to get on those two fixtures? Now, Crystal Palace, I think, might be a slightly tougher one because Crystal Palace recently have looked somewhat okay. But it's the 24th fixture, I think, which is also very enticing.
It's a great option.
Yeah.
He's a great option. Do I think that he'll outscore, say, Andreas, for example, across 23, 24, 25, despite the fact that Andreas plays in all of those ones? Mm. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely, I do. So if you, you know, we're looking at your team and you're thinking, yeah, do you know what? I want Matoma, and I'm just prepared to go. I might have to go in with 10 in 25.
Mm.
If you feel like it's the right way to go, go at it. Mm. I think it's more expected the double will be 27 potentially for Brighton now.
Mm.
So therefore, everyone else has got loads of time.
To wait for it, yep.
Fulham have won tonight, so there's now a chance Fulham could blank in 28.
Yep.
We'll know that after 26. You know, if it just happens to be that Matoma doubles in 27 and after 26 we know that Andreas blanks in 28, like, yeah. Andreas to Matoma will just be the most
common,
huge, common, yep. Yep. common yep. popular move on earth. So, yeah, it's what it is. But anyway, it's got him. God, you get some fun, don't you?
Yep, fair enough. It's...
I at least get some enjoyment. I get to see Adam.
Yeah, enjoying.
He's so happy about it. Like, I felt when he scored on the weekend, I was as happy as he was for it. I was like, yeah. Because I know how big a gains it is. When you get those special players that not many people have, like, you can remember them for years.
Yep. True. All right, let's see how it goes then. Okay, talk about triple captaincy. Now, for those who have triple captaincy chip, is Haaland the best option for triple captain this week? Given they have to play Arsenal as part of that double, or would game week 25 where Arsenal have Leicester and Everton, or Liverpool having Crystal Palace and Wolves be better options, or even game week 29 where he potentially could have two double home games against Liverpool and West Ham? Where do we play the triple captaincy chip? Is this week actually the best option, or are there better weeks elsewhere?
I would play it. I wouldn't hesitate. I would play it. It's the best player in the game this season. You just got to play it, I think, and play it. You never know if it could almost be too late for Liverpool to get their act together in the league. Like, in a strange way, if they think that they aren't going to get the Champions League, then they're better off being out of Europa League too. So they're better to just
next season.
So they could just concentrate on Europe, and yeah, just stay with that. You know, now I think 25's after a European game.
Absolutely, I
need to check that now.
No, which 25 European games don't start. Champions League, I think, doesn't start as fast as that. Because I know United have the Barcelona tie, which is like the round of
32
before the Newcastle game. So, yeah.
So it is, yeah. So Liverpool play Real Madrid on the Tuesday. And then they've got Crystal Palace on the Saturday. And so then they've got Wolves midweek, which is only like 4 days after.
Yeah. So you could see a bit of rotation.
And then on the 5th, importantly, they're home to Man United.
Yeah.
Now, if everyone's back,
yeah,
Salah's minutes might not be as assured as people think come that time. And yeah, I wouldn't want to sandwich. I wouldn't want to Salah triple captaincy on a double game week that's in between two huge games for them. Because regardless of anything else, they'll want to beat Man United.
They're
their rivals.
Yep.
And they're their best chance of them somehow, you know, going on a huge run. Yeah, they can take 3 points out of United and put 3 points on them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big deal.
That's
a big deal. I just think there's a chance that we get limited minutes from Salah in those ones. Whereas I just think Man City have to do everything possible in these next two games to put some pressure on Arsenal. There's a little chink in the armour with the Everton result. I know it's not good for Man City in terms of the result against Tottenham, but they haven't lost anything from it. They've just got to push.
Yeah.
So I would be on to captain Haaland all day long.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. So that's it from me. But we do have some community questions. So I'll move on to them now. First one was from Pras, obviously, where he asked, can you get him through the whole pod without talking about Kane? Unfortunately, I failed at that.
You brought it up, though, so that's okay.
Yes, but then that's because you already mentioned Kane. I was like, okay, I'll bring it up. So that was gone. Now, is it worth taking a -8 hit to stack up on doublers like Mahrez, Saka, and Nketiah? This is from Nuclear Atoms.
I have no issues with -8s this week. No issues at all with them. I think we're in a really, really important season of the game. I think the one thing I just wouldn't enjoy the game playing through the next few weeks with a team that I'm not happy with.
Fair enough.
That would be me, because I think we all look on Twitter, we see what people's teams look like and so forth, and I look at everyone's team and they all look brilliant.
Yep.
Everyone's looks brilliant. But you don't see what, when they put their team picture up, not everyone puts their rank picture next to it as well.
Yeah.
And what you know is people that are trying to push, they definitely have to have a good team this
yep.
week.
Yep.
And they will do what they can for it.
Yeah, true.
And if you're going into two double game weeks in the space of 3 weeks with a view of, I'll just try to hold. It's like, it's not for me.
Exactly.
This is a good time. Enjoy it. Mm. Get the rises that you're looking for and just go for it. Mm. So, for me, we say scout the game. I would attack the game week for the next few weeks.
Mm. Yep, fair enough. Okay, from FPL Point Break, Andrew, for those who haven't used the triple captain, Haaland 23 still the play, or could an Arsenal play in 25 be a better option? Guess we kind of answered that, where we're like Haaland 23 still the best play.
Yeah. I think unless you think that Saka is the play for 25, I'd be more, Saka versus Salah is going to be a decision.
Yeah, fair enough.
At the moment, for 25, we're all leaning Salah's way, thinking it as soon as it comes out. But if Saka goes big in this double.
Yeah, fair enough. But then there'll be people who are already on triple Arsenal and are like, oh, don't know how to get there. Yeah.
They'll have to.
Yeah, true. That's true. All right, so we'll have to see.
That's another reason why it is worth getting to Saka this week, because if he goes big, he'll be 140-150% owned in 25.
Yep. Okay, next one is from Capital FPL. Can you talk about Poro potential impact on Spurs? Now, I wanted to tie this in with the recent Lloris injury as well, because that also came out. Now, would that also have an impact on Spurs' chances of keeping a clean sheet, or are we just mainly looking at Poro's attacking potential as well?
I don't think in a respectful as way as I can say to Hugo, there's not a Spurs fan that doesn't want us to sign a new keeper this summer.
I agree.
Every single Spurs fan wants us to sign a new keeper this summer. So we all feel that it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Hugo's been great, but there's been a danger that Hugo was going to get to a space where he'd go from being like our greatest ever keeper to being seriously disliked. Like he's been very fallible, long shots, positioning, they've never been, one of the things with keepers when they are he is what I'd call a hands keeper, so he saves all of his shots with his hand, which sounds like you'd think every keeper saves all their shots with their hands, but most people don't. They just get something in the way, and that's the way, you know, if you think about someone like a Schmeichel is always the same. Ramsdale does this. Yep. He just wants to get in the way of people and try and put them off. Lloris tries to watch it and then tries to save what's happened with his wrists, which when you try to save your hands, there's a place where things can go through it. There's a place where things can squeeze through it. You're just using a lower surface area. So you've got to be, your reflexes have got to be so good to do that. And he's getting older. So it will decline quicker. Whereas Forster comes in and he's completely opposite. Just a big man who just gets big things in the way. Feels comfortable. So I don't think any of us are particularly worried about Forster coming in. Albeit, you know, quite often what happens on this is you didn't like the keeper that was playing, and then somebody else comes in and you're like, oh God, now I see.
true.
But yeah, would I go there if I was,
not a single Spurs defender or anything. No.
And Porro at the moment, we've got to see it happen. He will be brilliant.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll blood him in by coming on for, say, Kulusevski, you know, when the game was tight. I thought he might do that on the weekend. I thought he might bring him, but in the end, he brought Bissouma on and went, you know, just bumped up in the centre midfield. But I could see that as a play where he does that. I can definitely see it if we're not winning, that it's a very easy time to bring Porro on. And it's like, I suspect he comes on for last half hours for a little bit. And until we see more than that, can't go there. But hopefully the good part is when he does become an option, he might be like 4.8 or something like that by then.
True. So that by then he could be a good option. So we'll have to wait and see, I guess, at the moment. Yeah.
I think we'll all have Porro at some point before 4:38.
Yeah, fair enough. Cool. And then shout out to, I think, Adam for lit, because there was a comment from Combe saying that he's too timing you. And thankfully, Adam has accepted that he'll be on here. So shout out to Adam. And also, I think y'all are having a pod tomorrow, I believe.
We are going to have a pod tomorrow, so Thursday night. I believe we'll be streaming about 9 o'clock tomorrow evening, UK time. FPL Harry is joining us. I don't think we've announced that yet, but FPL Harry is going to join us. So one of the Scout boys will be with us.
All right, sweet. So that's it. Thank you for your time today. And do you have anything else as well to plug? Or
just come see us Thursday night.
All right, sweet. all right, so that's it for this week's Scout the Game Week. I'll be back next time to look back on Game Week 23 and ahead to Game Week 24, Green Aerosol.
See you, mate.